America Weekend.
It's the Wonder Jelly, Vaseline Petroleum Jelly.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
There is this wonderful product that exists in the world. You use it, I use it, and it has so many uses. It is called Vaseline.
Uh-huh.
That is the product name.
Yes.
Otherwise known as good old petroleum jelly.
That's right.
Are you familiar with this product?
I am, indeed.
Do you use this product?
I have used it.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's something that's in my daily routine.
But every once in a while, it pops up in your life.
I feel like it's something that you just have in your medicine cabinet all the time.
No matter, and if you're out, oh my God, you got to go to the store and get more. Because you never know. 3 a.m., there may be just this pressing need for Vaseline. All right, so we dug up a story here. Unexpected uses for Vaseline.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was a kid, the Vaseline was used for the thermometer.
Oh, that's exactly where my mind went.
There you go, see?
I can't even deal with the fact that they didn't come up with an oral method of taking temperature until, 15 years ago?
I did not need to be introduced to this part of my anatomy in such a way. So, how about this thing now? They just rub it across the head and you got a 200-degree temperature, get to the hospital now.
Right.
All right. Outside of that reason for using Vaseline, how about this? Kool-Aid and Vaseline can make a pretty cool and frugal lip gloss.
Okay.
Kool-Aid and Vaseline.
Yeah, the powder, not the... What do you mean, ew?
No.
You drink it.
But Vaseline... All right, here we go.
What do you think lip gloss is?
Well, that's true.
What do you think lipstick is?
I discovered when I was 17 years old that Vaseline was not water-soluble. And how I discovered that, we're not going to talk about right now. So it's on your lips and it doesn't disappear. Believe you me, that was it's a messy situation.
Yeah.
So you put this stuff on your lips and it doesn't fade away at all. And it's just there.
Well, that's what you want in a lip gloss.
But it's too shiny. Can it be too shiny?
I don't know.
You're two blocks away. Oh, my God. Look at Christina. Look at her mouth.
Look at those red lips.
Boy, why does she have Vaseline in her mouth right now? The next one is...
Okay, so you could rub that Vaseline into your dry feet and put on a pair of fuzzy socks before bed. You'll wake up with much softer feet. This is actually something that spas do. They don't use Vaseline. They use their, special spa ointment.
Ooh.
But they actually sell special socks that you can put lotion on and then put the socks on. It's supposed to soften calluses and, stuff like that.
Wow. You didn't think you'd be using the term calluses on the radio show today, now, did you?
No.
See?
Definitely not.
Every day is an adventure.
Every day is a new
you
day.
You and me were the Lewis and Clark of radio. Update your furniture with a distressed paint look. Vaseline protects the areas that you want to leave unpainted. Okay, here you go. You do this to your coffee table. I come over your house. All of a sudden, I take my phone, I put it down on your coffee table, and now it's time to go. And thanks to you and your distressed look, I've got Vaseline all over my phone. Thank you very much.
Mm.
That's not good.
Wow.
See, they don't follow these thoughts through. Everyday practice is not good with these.
That's terrible.
Here's a good one.
Yeah.
Unstick your zipper.
You can unstick your zipper with that, right?
Put yourself in my shoes. Let's say 4 o'clock this afternoon, I discover my zipper is stuck. So... on my way home, I stop off at the local drugstore. I get myself a nice jar of petroleum jelly, Vaseline, and I load it up on my zipper. Great, it's working. Everything is fine. I walk into my house tonight with Vaseline all over my zipper.
Well, right.
What does my wife think?
Well, you're...
What am I doing at work?
Right. But it's going to ruin your clothes.
Work?
The PG-rated version of your explanation is, isn't that going to get your clothes all oily? Won't stain the clothes?
Sure. What was going on at work today? Oh, nothing. Had to put some Vaseline
it's
down
so
there.
It's so gross to even think about anything like that going on at work, by the way.
Oh, I know. Let's just think about that. And you know what, folks at home? Let's all think about this together. This is like a little seance here. All right, I want you to put yourself in your job right now and think about that going on now. See?
It makes me just want to
do that.
Wanna...
Especially when you work with certain people, you just don't think about those things.
Like, there are certain people that you can look at and envision them doing it.
Sure.
Then there are people that you look at and you think, how the hell did that person ever, have a kid?
Right. Somebody did that with them?
Right.
Wow.
That's our office.
Welcome to our world, folks. We'll be tweeting out photos of individuals. No, we won't.
No,
don't worry.
No,
we're
won't.
Just kidding.
We're
All right,
kidding.
The next one is...
All right, let's see. You can use Vaseline instead of mascara for longer moisturized lashes. I'm not sure I would ever do
and
that.
And have goo above your eyes all day. Doesn't Vaseline tend to congeal?
Do you remember the movie Shallow Hal?
Yes.
That part where he doesn't want to open the door and he puts the Vaseline all over his eyes and he's like, I have eyeball conjunctivitis.
Yes. And it did not look good. This is what it will look like. See?
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to look like Hal.
That's amazing.
All right. Next, getting rid of blackheads using plastic wrap and Vaseline. How the hell does that work? Now, when I pulled this for the show, I've been thinking about this quite often since then.
It's interesting because it's not like it acts as like, you know, those Buri pore strips?
Right.
I don't think it would harden and then like act as like a waxing mechanism for your pores.
And Vaseline is not an astringent by nature. It's not going to draw everything out. All you're going to get is messy plastic wrap on your...
Google that.
Right.
Interesting.
Vaseline, messy plastic wrap. Again, harkening back when I was a 17-year-old, that's a bad combination too. Story for another day.
But
gee, that'll work. No, it didn't.
You lived a very interesting life.
Yeah.
And he
talk
speaks
to the girls I dated back
he
then.
He speaks in code, so you kind of have to like interpret like what he's talking about.
17 years old, fumbling around, girlfriend, saran wrap.
Oh, come on.
It
you know
sticks.
What?
Boy, does it stick.
Whatever. Let's move on.
Please do.
Let's see. You can make this do-it-yourself lip scrub to keep your lips nice and smooth.
What is it with the lips? Everything is lips with this.
Well, because Vaseline is good for your lips, I think.
I guess so.
It's like lip balm. What do you think that is? I'm sure it's a petroleum jelly based, right?
Wow.
I don't know.
You. You're like a chemical scientist here. You fascinate me. I either get the Staffo stink eye or I get fascination now.
That's amazing.
The wild extremes in this relationship are
I always
incredible.
Come in like a weird mood. Not because I don't want to be here. It's like I'm tired. I just drove two hours
way.
To get here. Get here. Nothing's done. You're just like, come on. You know, do I really need to ask you to do that? And
are
then,
we going
to
get the bus again on the line today? Damn it. You know, sounded like 1930s radio. Damn it. Stuff like that. Am I right? See, now I've really loosened you up for the day.
You know what? I apologize.
Don't you love these days we do this show?
I apologize for...
Better damn well sound good today.
I apologize for being cranky when I walk in. But I always end in a good mood.
Of course. Fix scuffs on patent leather shoes with a Q-tip and a dab of Vaseline. A, who has patent leather shoes anymore unless it's your grandmother and she still has her stuff from her flapper days.
That's right.
And now we're getting a Q-tip involved in this. And again, it's just going to look gooey. I cannot get past the gooey aspect with this material.
Yeah. It's not like it absorbs into the leather
or
whatever,
No, it's going to look like a kid sneezed on your shoes.
Very strange.
It looks like snot. I'll say it and there it is.
And do you dye your hair?
No.
Do you dye your own hair?
No. There are a couple of gray hairs, and I swear to God, I will never dye my hair.
Good, and you shouldn't.
I will be a silver
fox. I actually think that men look very handsome when they start to go gray. I love
that
look. I think that salt and pepper thing is very attractive.
And I'm starting very slightly, a little bit here, a little bit there.
No, I don't find anything wrong with that.
It will make me hotter.
But the reason why I ask is because you're going to apply Vaseline around your hairline to prevent those embarrassing color stains on your skin. Okay.
Yes.
So if you're doing it yourself, and because my grandfather was a barber and he would dye my grandma's hair at home, right? And I would walk down and he had jet black hair and he had the perfect comb over. You'd never know he was bald. It was perfect. Like every day he never had messy hair. My grandma, she would dye her hair and he would put like these, like this long line of like cotton around her scalp.
Yeah.
To prevent it from getting on her
from
skin.
From leaking onto her skin,
right.
Sure.
So I guess Vaseline
can
also be used for that.
If you only knew about Vaseline. Repair scratched CDs or DVDs. You can also use toothpaste for this.
Is that possible?
Well, you're going to stick it in your DVD player?
Well, wait a minute.
You're going to ruin it.
You're going to put it on, you're going to wipe it off, and I'm assuming that whatever scratches you have, the Vaseline stays in the grooves. But
it's still there.
But then doesn't that...
Get in your player.
Right.
Yes. And all of a sudden, Slipknot sounds as if they're gargling on Vaseline, and that's not a good thing.
Gross.
Wow.
You could get beautiful cuticles by massaging Vaseline into your
sure
nails
you
with an old electric toothbrush.
Why
yeah,
old?
Because we all have one of those laying around.
My son has one. I'm tempted to do this tonight.
But you got to make sure to sterilize the toothbrush first.
Why?
Because I guess the bacteria from your mouth, which begs...
That's true.
Which makes me want to ask, should you then be brushing your teeth with it every day?
No. That's why it's an old electric toothbrush. They're assuming you've just cast this one aside.
It's in the drawer.
You're already a hoarder. It's okay. Get it out. It still works. Plug it in. You know what it is? And just let it vibrate all over your cuticles with your Vaseline, and it's a whole experience in itself. So.
Interesting. Really?
How this about
next
this?
One?
Rub Vaseline in your pulse points to make your perfume last longer.
Mm.
Ooh.
Or you could just spray it onto your jeans.
Really?
That's spray, what you... spray it on your clothes.
Wow, I never thought about that.
Don't spray it on your skin.
I don't use cologne, but I always shave lotion.
And but I'm like kind of weird because I have a perfume that I really like, but yes. if I spray it like on, you know, women spray it on their wrist or their neck or whatever, it's too strong.
Wow.
So I always spray it on my knee,
mm-hmm.
on my pants.
On your knee.
Yeah.
You know, Christina's leg smelled really good today. All right, you know what? America now wants to know, what is the name of that fragrance?
Gucci Rush.
Wow. Look at you.
I really like that perfume
a
lot.
We're not talking about stuff you buy at Kmart. You're going right up there, Fifth Avenue level.
Smells really good.
That's why you're
Lasts
Christina
a long
Staffa.
Time.
All right. We got time for one more.
Okay.
Give us one more.
Let's see. When Halloween rolls around again, apply some Vaseline to the inside of your pumpkin. After you carve it, it will last longer.
So did you ever put Vaseline inside your pumpkin?
Huh. Now.
Okay. Well, I don't want to make it last longer. What, Christmas? I still got a jack-o'-lantern? They're going to think I'm dead in the house. Really? You know what? If it's December 10th and you still have your jack-o'-lantern on the porch, call 911 because your neighbor is dead inside hasn't eaten.
I think once Halloween is over, when it's November 1st,
get rid of it.
Done.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water. But now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.